GTL News Podcast, God's Timeline. Welcome to our Prophecy Podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God? And now, presenting your host, Timothy Thompson.
Welcome. As your host, I am Timothy Ray Thompson. I honestly care about every single one of you. I'm dead set on shouting from the rooftop, no matter what. In the coming weeks and months, I will provide you with detailed updates about the predicted events of our day. The news is shocking. It is happening. And I have known about this since the year 2010. It is the real deal, and I can prove it. The Holy Scriptures foretell of the coming wars involving Donald Trump and Biden of the United States, Erdogan of Turkey, and the King Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran. And God's warning is not to be taken lightly. Over the next few weeks, you will learn about the current leaders mentioned in the Holy Bible. God saw our day, yes, thousands of years ago. I have concrete evidence to back it up. Are you ready for a challenge? You'll learn about the things that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. It's truly amazing. Today is September the 13th, 2024, and our subject matter is going to be that there are eight kings that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ in the Persia area, which is actually called Iran today, and is soon to become the North Kingdom and the South Kingdom. But before we get started, brothers and sisters, let's talk about what we talked about last week. Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Timothy Ray Thompson. And last week we covered, no one knows the day or the hour, but the Father only. Is that true? Well, last week we learned that that's not necessarily the case. In Revelation chapter 5, we learned that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, He was resurrected. When Jesus Christ was resurrected and had victory over the cross, Heavenly Father, God, handed Jesus Christ the book sealed with seven seals. And each seal represents a 1,000-year period. And the seven seals represent an entire week of existence on the earth. From the time of Adam to the time throughout the millennium marks 7 days. And then there's a little season. Remember that little season in the book of Revelation, if you read it? Then you'll know that that's another 1,000 or so years, making a total of 8,000 years from the time of Adam and Eve to the time of a new heaven and a new earth. We also learned that when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that started the fifth seal. And the fifth seal was the year 33 when Jesus Christ was crucified and arose from the dead. So you take the year 33 and you add 1,000 years, you end up with the year 1033. Guess what? Each seal is 1,000 years, right? Add another seal, 1,000-year period, you end up with the year 2033. And we learned that in 2033, about that time period, that Jesus Christ would come back for the saints. So that would be the rapture, and that would not be the second coming. Now the saints are those who believe in God with all their heart. They're the ones that strive for the commandments. They are the ones that have not fallen into Satan's trap. Though there will be Christians and there will be others who will be a part of the rapture, because there is more than one rapture. This happens to be the one for the saints. But it's in the book of Revelation chapter 20, we read that it's not called the rapture, it's called the first resurrection. So if there's a first resurrection, there must be a second and a third. And there is, and there's a fourth. And so we learned some amazing things. And last week, we learned that Jesus Christ arose from the dead and He was handed the book sealed with seven seals. So when Jesus Christ was handed that book, he handed it to John the Revelator, and John the Revelator wrote it down. Because now we have the book of Revelation. And so that kind of wraps up last week. So feel free to check out the podcast last week. Jesus Christ understands when he is coming back. I go by events. And so that's what this podcast is all about. We learn the events that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. We learn the scriptures that share those events. Let me tell you this right off the bat is the fact that when somebody gives their opinion about something, don't necessarily believe them. You need to back it up with the scripture. You need to see it for yourself. Well, it comes with experience. The more you learn about the scriptures, one scripture cannot tell a story. You need to be able to put the pieces of the puzzle together to be able to make some sense out of it. In 1935, something significant happened right out of the scriptures. In 1935, Persia changed their name to Iran. You need to understand this because what I'm about to share with you in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, reads the following. It says, "And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is. And the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space." Remember, I said that there are eight kings that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ? Well, this is the scripture that is telling us. But we have to break it down. Because if you read it too fast without your thinking cap on, it's not going to make much sense. So it says, verse 10, "And there are seven kings," okay? Right off the bat, it tells you that there are seven kings. Now we can learn about, okay, what each king does and so forth, which we will cover later on in future podcasts. It says, "And there are seven kings." And next thing it says, "Five are fallen." So out of those seven kings, five of them have fallen. And then it says, "And one is." So when it says five are fallen, five out of the seven have fallen, and one is. So five are fallen and one is. What is that? That's the sixth king. And then it talks about the seventh. "And the other is not yet come." And now it's talking about the seventh. "And when he cometh, he must continue a short space." So it's telling us other is not yet come is the seventh, but that seventh, he's just going to continue. He's only going to be a king for a short amount of time, like maybe several days. And so where is the eighth king? Well, then we read verse 11. In verse 11 it says, "And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seventh, and goeth into perdition." So the seventh king lives a few days. I don't know how to use the term, but he's resurrected. It's like he dies and the Antichrist spirit just takes over and he becomes the eighth. Definitely evil. Let's put it that way. He's the Antichrist spirit. He comes to power. And so we read verse 12 and it says, "And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast." Now these are 10 horns represents 10 kings, represents 10 kingdoms. So really, they haven't received a kingdom yet, but they receive a kingdom, and they come to power during the 8th king. So the 10 horns, 10 kings, are separate from the 8 kings that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. It's important that you know that. They're separate. But those 10 kings come to power during the 8th king, And they make war with God. So we'll continue to read. Verse 13. "These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." And in verse 14 we read, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords, the King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. So feel free, check out Revelation 17 and read verses 10 through 14. I prefer that you read the King James Version of the scriptures because it is the most accurate above all the scriptures. It's the first translation for English. So let me tell you, so what you learned so far is that there are eight kings that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And we learn that the seventh king lives a few days and he becomes the eighth king. And he is the king along with the other 10 kings. They come together and they make war against Jesus Christ, the Lamb, when he comes back during the time of Armageddon. So there's a war, definitely there's showing you that there's a war between good and evil. There's a war. Oh man, Satan and his dominions all go against Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ has victory and he is the King of Kings and he wins the victory. And oh man, what a wonderful moment. This is a wonderful moment. For now, we're wiping out the evil that we have off of this face of the earth. Thank you, Jesus, for that. So this week's lesson, I want you to understand that in 1935, to wrap this up, but in 1935, Persia became Iran. And we just learned that there are eight kings, one after another, in Persia, and that in the territory, Persia became Iran. And Iran, the North Kingdom, has eight kings that lead up to the second coming. So if you have any questions, feel free to get in touch with me. Check out the contact page and learn and gain knowledge. And next week, we're going to talk about the war, Iran and Turkey war, that is going to take place. And they push to the north, south, and west. And how the United States is going to go to war with Iran and Turkey and kill the leaders. And I will share those scriptures with you next week. Next week is it's the heart of what I've been wanting to share with you. Don't mess next week. You're learning things that are happening before they happen. And they're already starting to happen. This is real prophecy. This is it, brothers and sisters. You want the truth? I will show you the scriptures like I just did. So study Revelation 17, read verse 10 through 14. God bless you. Thank you. This has been a podcast, a GTL.news podcast. And this is September the 13th, 2024. May God be with you. You have a great week. Welcome. As your host, I am Timothy Ray Thompson. I honestly care about every single one of you. I'm dead set on shouting from the rooftop, no matter what. In the coming weeks and months, I will provide you with detailed updates about the predicted events of our day. The news is shocking. It is happening. And I have known about this since the year 2010. It is the real deal, and I can prove it. The Holy Scriptures foretell of the coming wars involving Donald Trump and Biden of the United States, Erdogan of Turkey, and the King Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran. And God's warning is not to be taken lightly. Over the next few weeks, you will learn about the current leaders mentioned in the Holy Bible. God saw our day, yes, thousands of years ago. I have concrete evidence to back it up. Are you ready for a challenge? You'll learn about the things that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. It's truly amazing. Until next week, God be with you.